Here of Kabbalah Yisrael and Ba'ava, in order to understand the sugya properly, we need to understand Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, the two tafkidim of rectifying oneself and then going about rectifying the world. Avram Avinu developed both and gave them over to his children both. Yitzhak Lichayre, pre the Akedah, was fixing himself. Afterwards, he went about fixing the world, getting married, having children, and he handed those two to Yaakov Avinu. Did we start Yaakov? Yeah, so we said Yaakov is the one that built the Yud Bashmatim and the Shivim Nefesh and the Shishmat River. Oh, good, okay. So then Reish Chaf Gimel. Yaakov Einu Lechem LaHarchiv Es Gvulos HaKadusha. Yaakov Einu was the one that went to war to expand the boundaries of Kadusha. So look on with Yitzchok. Yotze Yaakov Einu LeGaloi B'Mitzrayim B'Matari LeFalsim LeGaloi Es Emunah B'Hashem. Yitzchok Avinu stayed in Eretz Yisrael, that's what he had to build the Machane Kodesh. Yaakov Avinu went out to Mitzrayim, he went out into the world to Mefasem, Yimunin Hashem. Dafka B'Makom Eretz Yisrael, possibly in the worst possible place. Where did Yaakov Avinu go to Kiruv? Yeah, not next door to Mir Yeshiva. He went mamash into the middle of the bots. At Kodem Lachaim, who Lachem neged Esav. Before that, he fought Esav. Neged Lavan, the neged Koychus Aram, Akvim, Benoimus, Tavshtois HaKadusha B'Kol Mokum. He went against everybody. He fought Esav, he fought Lavan, he fought Shechem. He was up against the whole world. Anything that was trying to prevent a spreading of the Kadusha in the world, that's where he went to fight. Kvabushah said also, Oichas Ba'ikiv Esav. He's already fighting with Esav in the womb. Yeah, as he comes out, he's holding up to Esav's heel. There was an expression of his purpose in the world. To grab hold of the evil, to strengthen oneself against, and to rectify the world. Yaakov Avinu is the one that established the nation, who is the flag, the banner of Emunah in Hashem. And he spread them out to all the world. The whole world is spread out. There's nobody that hasn't heard of Am Yisrael. Okay, we're getting closer to our goal, which is to understand what's it got to do with me being Makabel Yisurim Ba'ava. One more step. Klal Yisrael, that's us, we inherited these two tafkidim. We've got two jobs. The one is to have a relationship with Hashem, which is a very private, intimate moment. And the second is to take that relationship and spread it out into the whole world. We got that from Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. You have to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you're not working on having a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're possibly wasting your time. No shaychus to anything. To be totally cleaving and exclusively to Hashem. It's a marriage. You can't be married and have something on the side. You could be the best husband in the world, and that's not called marriage. There's something fundamental lacking in the marriage. You can have two chavrusas and be equally devoted to both of them. But you can't have two wives and be equally devoted to that today. Okay, I mean, with the right, let's say you could. But you can't have a wife that you're totally devoted to and have somebody on the side. There's something lacking there. The relationship with Hashem has to be exclusive. Which is really the Lashon of Masilis Yisholim, yeah, right at the beginning. When you know what your tafkid in the world is, and you have to put all your koichas into it. Why not 99%? Because then you don't believe that's your tafkid. The tafkid shayin lefarsim es Emunah Hashem bo'olam. And the second thing you have to do is you have to publicize Emunah Hashem to the world. The ma'aseh shnei avodos kodesh elu alumis liyesh tzoros zu lezu. These two tafkidim can actually get in each other's way, right? They can be co-wives. They can almost get in each other. They can cause problems one for the other. Kesha Adam yoytzu lefalsim el abalus es emunah Hashem bo'olam hu ilu v'avniach es tifkod Hashemi. Liyoyz davukum akushu l'boyot koleis. When a person goes out there to go and do tshuva and let the whole world know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can, his first relationship with Hashem and his kedusha and tahara and purity that he's building his world can go, can get a little bit tainted, yeah? Umeidach yisr, iefshalis, Tager Vashem Vedalad Amos Vyachem Zes Rapid says Emunah B'Kol Olam. On the other hand, it's very, very difficult to be sitting in your room tied up with a door locked with your head in Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and at the same time be getting out there and telling the whole world about Hashem. It seems to be two contradictory tafkidim. We know that's a big machloka. Should you do kiruv or not? Yeah? Should you sit and learn or not? Yeah, you have to do both. How? That seems to be, it's very difficult. I mean, that's an ordeal for anybody trying to do this practice. It's a real ordeal. How do you do that? The same kach yesh letzet liyos meura v'mabriyos l'lamed esim is dacha avodas Hashem. In order to do this, we have to go out, get involved with the world, and teach about the avodas Hashem. And at the same time, you have to be stuck in the dalas lamas and not go out and not look at anything you're not supposed to look at. And how do you do that? It's a real challenge. So most people choose one or the other, and forget that you're supposed to be juggling both. Somebody once was from Ralph Weinberg. I don't understand. You want me to give up learning and go to Kiruv? He said, what? I've been in Kiruv for 25 years. I never stopped learning for 1 minute. What do you mean? You've got to stop learning? What are you talking about? How dare you stop learning? Hey, you've got to encourage people to Torah. What are you encouraging people to? If you don't have any Torah and you're not a big Torah, so how can you encourage people to Torah? What are you? Okay? So how you juggle that that's a real difficult job. No, seriously, it's quite a pele if you think about it. Any of you at the stadium in the Levaya? Mamush a pele. He has a man who dedicated his whole life to Kiruv, yeah? He could have been a Goyin Oilam Rosh Yeshiva, you know, could have been the Chevron Ponovich Rosh Yeshiva, yeah? Goyin Oilam. And he dedicated his life to doing what? To sitting and talking to guys like us, you know, with earrings and whatever, and Makaravi and doing Kiruv and Kiruv and Kiruv. What was he remembered at his Levaya? Who spoke at his Levaya? The Slavonka Rosh Yeshiva. How did they remember him? He was remembered as a Rosh Yeshiva. Fine, he did what he did, but Imamish went out in a blaze of fame of being the official Rosh Yeshiva. Stand up play. Because he was able to juggle both. It was nice to do by him. When you think of Amar Vini, when I think of somebody who couldn't learn, he just, you know, never had, you know, he had one of these youth hostels in the Kiruv. Amar Vini. But you know how to juggle both. You know the Chofetz Chaim? What do you think of when you think of the Chofetz Chaim? You think of the Golan Ador, or you think of some Kiruv worker? Chofetz Chaim, Makarav called Klal Yisrael, the biggest Baal Makarav of them all. How do we think of him? The Brura, the Golan Ador. How do you do that? Because that's what you have to do. That's the two tafkidim. V'inei, kishinayim b'maisa akeda, nimsa dovet pelish, nir l'choy kavi, if you look at the Akeda carefully, there's a peer here that whether you look at the Avram Avinu Meskona, it's a very difficult to understand. But Tchila Avram Avinu Lokech Imoy Eshnei Narov. V'nira ki kulam hochim yachel nishtotek v'mais Akeda. Avram Avinu goes off with Yitzhak, but there were two Noch schleppers as well, right? Eliezer and Yishma went along as well. And in the beginning, it looks like they're all going to be mishtatef in the mitzvah, in the Mais Akeda. When Avram sees that they can't see the cloud, the Shechina that's sitting on the mountain, you go stay here with the donkey, yeah? We're going up to the mountain, you wait here. In the Tanchum it says like this, Am Hadayme Lechamor. What does it mean? Who cares if they stay here with the donkey or not? Did the Torah to tell us that Avram Avinu was asking Yishma to look after the donkey? No, I'm Daim El Chomor. You stay here, yeah, because you're like the donkey. You also can't see the Shechina, so you're not better than the donkey. Hadover Tumur, this is a wonderment. Ma Roy Avram Avinu Lahaknito Yisrael Beyichud B'Shah Nisgova Kazu. Why now does Avram Avinu suddenly realize that I'm Daim El Chomor? He'd been living with where he is in Yishma for a long, long time. Now suddenly he recognizes, hold on, you are Daim El Chomor? Why now? Eliezer was the Rosh Yeshiva, Avram was Yeshiva. Avram Avinu knew where Eliezer was. He took him with to be mishtatef in the Ma'is HaKeda. He thought he was ready for the Ma'is HaKeda. And now suddenly he gets a gilui. They can't see there, so now you're Amdoim Elochomo. What changed? What was the Chiddush here? Madu Adavka B'Shah Zunit Gala B'Yet says, Shehem Amdoim Elochomo. The version of the Chasson Sefer, in the Chiddush HaChasson Sefer in the Torah, Nimtze Dove Nifla al Apostle. You know who the Chasam Sefer was? You understand what he's talking about here? V'yom HaShlishi V'yisa Avram Es Einav V'yaris HaMokir Rechok. It says on the third day Avram Avinu lifted up his eyes and he saw the place from a distance. Ratzel Leimer
כי בגולוס הזה שאנו מקווים בו ליום השלישי, הבית השלישי שגיבני בערב ימיים. What's יום השלישי?
It's referring to בית שלישי. So to the third bais hamikdash that's going to be built on the har that we're all waiting for.
V'hatziz v'hadbit ba'avinoseinu harabim. And he saw the terrible sins. Ki amokam adayin rachok.
It's very far away from us. Because of all our sins, that coming of the third bais hamikdash, the yom ha-shlishi, is very far away from us.
V'ein zeh ki'ir hitzchavruseinu b'umus ha'olam v'yizabu b'goyim. What's keeping us far away is our assimilation and being involved with the umus ha'olam and the goyim. V'ein tekona ele b'yiparid meh.
God's not only tekona, you have to separate from them.
Al-kein omeh el Yishmael v'Eliezer. And therefore he said to Yishmael v'Eliezer, Shvulachem po, you stay young. Amma doyim elochomo, mebli lehizchavru imeinu. You stay young with elochomo, amma doyim elochomo. You go and you stay young. We're going by to step on our own. Va'ani va'na necha at kol v'nishtachame v'nashuva aleichem.
We're going to go up to the mountain. We're going to do what a Jew is supposed to do. And then we're going to come back to you.
Ki kein yes berotzas umasayilam liyayiz geirim gururim.
Because there will be a desire on the Umas Ha'olam for to be Geiri. And we have a desire to teach him about the ways of Hashem.
Because of that, therefore we have to go out in order to teach them.
But they can't come to our Mechitza.
Oid all over time. A kochus v'nashuva aleichem, v'lo atem aleinu.
Therefore, we'll return to you. You don't come into our world. But Kitzur, what's going on? Avraham Avinu has a look and he sees that coming to the third bais hamikdash is a long way away, right? Why? Because clearly, so we become good little boys. Yeah, we're totally immersed and involved, and our she'ifas and everything we believe in, whatever, is all mixed with a lot of goyishkeit, right? How do you solve that problem? You have to separate yourself from the goy. How do you do that? By getting rid of him? You can't. You have to leave him. You have to go into your machitzas. You have to go into your daladamas. When you've done that, and you've accomplished whatever, then you have to come out and you have to teach him a little bit. But not that he comes into your daladamas. Your house, your home, your daladamas has to be kodesh, but tar has to be completely Jewish. From that place of strength, you know, you can deal with the grave, you can deal with the world, you can do whatever you want, you won't get harmed. What's the problem? You bring him into your home. You bring the grave cut into your home. Little Ed Riding Hood becomes your bedtime stories. I'm just using a very simple example. Yeah? Your she'ifas are she'ifas for goyish. Yeah? My son has to get a degree. He has to have a degree. Who says? I'm saying you shouldn't get a degree, but what's your she'ifas? It's goyish or she'ifas. Goyish or she'ifas. No, I'm not kidding. That comes into your home. Then you're finished. He has to stay outside. We'll deal with you. We'll come. We'll bring you back. You can all begin. Do what you want. But in my home, Tiyem Achanem Kodesh, our home says Kodesh. That's the Yisod, that's the Chasim Sofer. Bina Dvorim, so let's try to understand. Yishmael v'Eliezer Mesamim Mishnei Reish Ha'umas Bo'ilo. Gog u'magog. Yishmael Eliezer are the prototypes of the two leaders of the Umas Ha'olam, Gog u'magog. Kamu, Avram Avinu notul al atzmo yasa tafkid etakan olam b'malchus shaka. Avram Avinu took upon himself finally the tafkid of fixing up the world, going out. B'tchino ayah yasovet ki b'koyche l'shatev gamez Yishmael v'Eliezer b'maysa akeda. At first he thought it's shaykh. I can m'shtatev Eliezer, let's bring the Umas Ha'olam, let's bring the world. Because Avram Avinu, the Rambam says, Avram Avinu went out and tried to make the whole world. He wasn't just makaring the yin. In Avram Avinu's time, there was Avram Avinu and the whole world. There wasn't Jews, no Jews. So he thought it's shaykh to bring along those two prototypes, that Eliezer and that Yishmael. I can bring him to their cater as well. Which is, by the way, what they say he did. We took Yitzhak off their cater and left space for them to put Yishmael on their cater.
But then he told them to wait for Mark and him and see the...
So we don't have to read that portion when we write the Quran. What do they say? Why are we prepared to give up our lives to kill you? Because that's what Yishmael did. You see, Yishmael was prepared to give up his life on the Akedah. How did Yishmael get onto the Akedah? Because we got off. We're not prepared to give up our lives to serve Hashem. So that leaves a void. There's a void in the world of Kiddush Hashem. So who comes to fix it? He comes to fix it. I'll kill you in the name of Hashem. He's being Makadosh Hashem Shemai. I mean, the opposite of being, but that's what he thinks he's doing. How did Yishmael get onto the Akedah? Because we took Yitzchak off. You put Yitzchak back onto the Akedah, there's no room for Yishmael in the world anymore. What's going to destroy Yishmael, okay, is our tshuva. Nothing else. Nothing else. Pariah, you can't beat him. You're going to beat him militarily? How? He doesn't have to fire one more bullet. He can take over the whole of Europe in a few years. That's all. Your breeding figures are in Darbeck, and he's in 20, 30 years' time, he could be a majority in America. We don't realize. We're not waking up to the reality of the fact that we're in Golus Yishmael. And the Rambam says that he will rule the world. He will rule the world, Mefurash HaRambam. And yes, we can stop it, but not the way we think. Because you can't beat him. He doesn't have to fight wars anymore.
So the Rambam has got a plan. He will rule the world unless we do our
thing. He will rule the world. The Rambam says that. You know that it's all good. Could be because the Rambam holds you around your tree and tell whatever. No, we can always do true. We can always stop anything. I mean, Achan, if you don't, then you have to know that the only thing that's going to wake us up is him. Only he can do it. There is no one else that can wake up Klal Yisrael, because no one else has Hashem's name in his name. Because you won't. Hashem doesn't even give miracles to us anymore, because even when we see open miracles, we don't get the message.
So then how are we
able to
do tshuva if we don't listen?
You're going to have to do tshuva. How did Avram do tshuva? There were no Gedolei Yisrael screaming. There was no rabbis. Avram didn't have a rabbi. Avram had to discover it for himself. Chazal tell us, Hashem tells Avram, Vata Choysem, you'll be the final seal. You'll be the last generation. What does it mean? I mean, the last generation has to be Avram Avinu's.
Is that why I was saying,
yes, we have to have, yes, we have to have, yes, you have to be kosher to the Gedolei Yisrael, yes, you have to know that we have to be kosher to the Gedolei Yisrael, because you're not yet by Shaykhus to Torah, because that's the only emes to Kimasera. There's a lot of other Torahs out there today which have no Shaykhus to Sinai. So how do you know that you're connecting to the right thing? Because we have Gedolei Yisrael. Well, Hashem, you have to be dovuk with them, you have to go to them, and you go speak to them privately. They won't tell you anything I'm not telling you. But they're going to make big, loud public statements. No one's going to listen. And if one God will say 1 and 1 is 2, I've always got another God who will say 1 and 1 is 3. So I must not speak. The Sanhedrin, when they realized that no one's listening to him anymore, they packed up and went to Yavna. Go sit and learn. What do I have to pass? Because no one's going to listen to my psych for. If you look at the Tetra Sefer, in the 3rd chapter of World Mosque, he discusses why miracles don't happen for people, because it's bad for them. Imagine you had an open miracle and you didn't listen. You know the kitchen there's against you? I'm going to Hashem and say, Hashem, what do you want from me? I was living in pitch black. I was living in a dark basement, yeah? Just pitch black. I didn't know anything. What do you want from me? So what can Hashem say? Let's say Hashem does a Kriyas Yam Suf for me today. I'm driving home today, and there, of course, bought Kriyas Yam Suf, yeah? You think I'm going to change? So cook up some earthquake, you know, whatever, strong wind theory or whatever, yeah? Now she says to you, where were you, sure? I was in a dark basement. You saw Kriyas Yam Suf. How come you never changed? It's too dangerous to do miracles for me. Hashem can't do miracles for you. If the Gedolei Yisrael talk and you don't listen, do you know the kitrug is against you? It's Mefurash HaLacha in Mishnah Brura. It's also to play marbles outside, right? On Shabbos. Yeah? It says the Mishnah Brura, but don't tell the children and the woman to stop. Because why? It's better they should be over, but showing it, they've been made it. So what do you want from the Gedolei Yisrael? I'm not saying this is their kavana. I don't understand the Gedolei Yisrael. I'm just telling you what I see as a result. Is I'm going to talk to you, you're not going to listen. So Hashem said, why don't you listen to the Gedolei? You're in serious trouble. You made it. But if I never spoke, you can not just say, well, I was an orphan. What do you want from me? So it's a chesed that they're not screaming. Because if we really know what they were saying and we don't live up to it, then you're in serious trouble. You ready to get rid of your cell phone? You ready to get rid of your internet? You ready to live all your goyish shavivas and go your lifestyles and ready to live like a yid today? The Pinkas' father at the spading for the Pinkas, he said, he always starts with Pinkas, when are you going to stop speaking? When are you going to stop screaming? When are you going to stop shouting? So he said, when they start listening. When they start listening, I'll keep quiet. So he had the courage to go up and scream and shout. They thought he was in the sugar now. Okay, he's talking. He's prepared. He was going to get up there and scream. Okay. But you have to find it for yourself. That's why the first tafkid, that tafkid of building that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is critical today. Critical. You don't know how critical it is. Because without that, I mean, that's what the whole first, that's what we've been spending the last, how long have we been learning this for this time around? You have the date from the first year?
November.
Sometime in November. Where are we holding now? August. Almost a year. Just trying to get in touch with the sukkah. That's why the first 60% of this book is all about Avraham Avinu. Because if you don't start with Avraham Avinu and the Avraham Avinu and you, then you're in real trouble. What's the yeshiva called? I rest my case, Your Honor. Yeah, it's a big problem. But don't despair, because you can go to Hashem direct. You don't need anyone else. But you have to take the guys on from the very soul, no question. They have the genuine Messiah. No, shine. We've got time now, what's the time?
It's 3 to 1.
It's okay. Some fascinating Chassam Sofer is coming up here. Thank you, Shimon.
Is there...